It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Tusher.
I can't believe he did that.
Rich. I didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Tom, as always, appreciate your time, and we will speak to you at halftime.
Thanks, Jim. I look forward to it. Enjoy the first half of the game, and I want to wish you, on your 60th birthday, a great day. I know you had a great party on Saturday night. You have many more great years to come, so really happy for you, and I hope you get to celebrate your day as you should.
Tom,
it's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports Hub. Sports Hub. Tusher.
I can't believe he did that.
Rich. I didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Tom, as always, appreciate your time, and we will speak to you at halftime.
Thanks, Jim. I look forward to it. Enjoy the first half of the game, and I want to wish you, on your 60th birthday, a great day. I know you had a great party on Saturday night. You have many more great years to come, so really happy for you, and I hope you get to celebrate your day. As you should.
Tom, thanks. Are you trying to rub in age? You're exactly the wrong guy to try and be rubbing someone's age in.
Well, finally, I'm around someone older than me, so I do want to rub it in a little bit. It doesn't happen very much for me at work.
Tom, appreciate it. Your parents were at the party. We had a great time. In fact, it was at Mastro's, and Mastro's sponsors our halftime report. We thank those folks, and we will talk to you at halftime.
Hey, penniless prick. You got to go to the sponsor.
Well, I know Tom.
Right.
Oprah knows Tom. Stedman knows Tom. Oprah knows my wife. We're all friends. So why not have a dinner? So that's what that was.
Somebody tweeted me a photo. So they said it's his 60th birthday. And I said he's the oldest looking 60-year-old I've ever seen. And someone sent me a photo, John. You said it was 1999 when he did that Pete Rose thing.
That's right.
There's no way he's 40.
No.
In that picture. There's no way he's 40.
No.
He's lying about his age by like 10 years.
He's just the kind of awful prick that would do that. I hope whatever the $5 he makes from Westwood One goes away and he ends up destitute, begging Tom.
Yo,
he can yell, and then he can go to everyone's boss.
Oh, that was.
And he can go call the head of Westwood One, and he can get everyone trying to yell at us. Oh, if you didn't know how big a prick he was, if you think he just yelled at us, in me. Oh, no, 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 no. He was letting the world know. He was trying. He was doing his best to get us in trouble.
He wouldn't leave our boss alone. He wouldn't leave the head of Westwood One alone, which why are you even calling him? Like, he called everybody.
He's such a power. He's such a player in the industry.
And he was the ass in the interview. He was the one being a dick.
I like how he had Brady's parents over there.
Anything to be close to you, Tom.
Well, I know Tom. Right. Oprah knows Tom. Stedman knows Tom.
He does, yeah.
Oprah knows my wife.
Uh-huh.
We're all friends. So why not have a dinner? So that's what that was.
I love feet, so I love shoes. All right, Will Brinson is a senior NFL writer for the CBSSports.com website, and he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hello.
What is happening?
I got into it with Jim Gray.
That was Jim Gray?
Yeah, it's Jim Gray.
Who was it he interviewed? What was the famous interview that he did?
Pete Rose.
Yeah.
And he really took off from there. He's done two things in his career of note.
The LeBron's decision, right?
Yeah, and he came off like good. He really came off well on that one. Setting that whole thing up. Quite the journalist.
It was for charity, guys.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, right.
In hindsight, like, the decision wasn't even, like, remotely obnoxious compared to the way things operate now. I mean, at the time, yeah, it was. But, like, now, it's like, whatever. That would have been a very casual move to donate money to charity for a free agent announcement.
Yeah, well, you know, there's other ways to give to charity if you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, like giving it away. All right, Will Brinson, we were having this discussion, and it might be a little sports talk radio-y, but nonetheless, we're at a point right now where, all right, if you had to play, first of all, would you want to play San Francisco or would you want to play Seattle?
That's not a sports radio talk. I mean, that's a football talk segment. That's a good question. If you're like, who's the Mount Rushmore of the NFC West?
Right. Well, don't worry about that happening. All right. So who do you like? Because obviously San Francisco has what looks like an elite defense. But like you've been saying, and I poo-pooed, but Garoppolo for a kid who's 28, a guy who's 28 years old, is certainly not showing flashes. I mean, if you look at young quarterbacks in the league, these guys that are second year, these guys that are rookies, I mean, they're 7, 8 years younger than him. I mean, or 6 or 7 years younger than him, and they're getting a bunch of crap. So, you know, despite the inexperience, he is 28 years old. Who do you like in that kind of game? A defense versus, you know, probably the quarterback who's playing the best in the league right now.
Well, I mean, I picked the Seahawks to win last night, and they did win. I don't know that they were necessarily substantially better than the 49ers. I think what you would want, but here's how I would look at it. I know that the 49ers defense is going to be good. I know that Russell Wilson's going to be good in a big game.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boston's home for sports. 98.5. Sports Hub.
I'm a sick bleep. Using mouse traps, spring beds full of barbed wire out on the rampway, and glass, those are deathmatch elements. I loved the violence.
That was
Oh my God, is that really happening right now?
That was, of course, James Stewart and Mike Sarge Riley, an emergency between the ropes.
Outside
the Ropes wrestling podcast. It's available at 98.5thesportshub.com.
That was a funny moment this past week. I had tweeted something out like, hey, Bruins, make the right decision. Sarge needs to be the PA announcer, which I honestly believe 100% he should be the guy. And Outside the Ropes' Twitter account retweeted it and said, we agree too. We think he's the best for the job. And then Jay Stu retweeted it and says, I would just like everyone to know that Sarge runs the Outside the Ropes account.
There will be repercussions.
It's a Sarge burner account.
So, like, Jay Stu is calling out
That's
Sarge.
Great.
I'm calling you out. Hey, here's a dart to the butt.
Good for him. Listen, he's doing the best to advocate for himself. I think he should get the gig.
I didn't advocate for yourself normally.
See, Rich runs the Toucher and Rich account.
Mm-hmm, yep, but I put on there that it's run by me. Like, if you click on it, it says Rich Shurtenlieb. But what's great is that he puts, like, we think Sarge should be the guy, too. And then Chase, too, like, puts him on Front Street, as they say, and, like, retweeted him and said, hey. Looks like you're the one who runs this account.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I know you do.
The Beer City Bruiser agreed to take a dart to the back.
By the way, he retweeted that video after we discussed that, and it is pretty disgusting.
What do you think of chalk outlines, Jay Stu?
Oh, I love it.
I'm a sick bleep.
Yes, you are.
I loved the violence.
Well, something that is going to cause some violence if it ends up costing somebody a playoff game is the officiating throughout this season has been awful. And I know we say this every year, and I know we probably even say that every year this is the worst that it's been. It really seems like this year has been the worst that it's been. And on top of that, it's been infuriating because, you know, there's been all these coaches' challenges when it comes to pass interference. How many have been turned over? I'd like to see how many it's been. Two out of, like, 30, maybe, that have happened.
The percentage is ridiculously low.
It's almost to the point where you just don't do it.
Well,
unless
it is.
It's
Patricia egregious. Had an egregious one, and he said, I'm not throwing the flag because I'm not wasting a timeout.
Well, I mean, it's cost people games. As a matter of fact, there was a pass interference non-call that robbed the Cardinals of an extra play against the Bucs. That screwed up. There was Jalen Ramsey was going off against about the Rams loss to the Steelers because of a bad call. You even got... Aaron Rodgers calling out the officials. It's one bad game after the next after the next.
Call me when they have literally cost you two games based on things that didn't happen. Or three things that didn't happen. When it's the Lions. And I'm not even that huge a Lions fan.
Well, the Lions this year had a game that they were robbed of. And
they've had two that they were robbed of. They were robbed of the Arizona game. And then where they called Trey Flowers to hands in the face twice. In a row when he didn't do it once.
What's the criteria? You kind of have a little bit of a pulse on what the fans are thinking in Detroit. Matt Patricia, how bad would they have to end things?
They're not going to fire Patricia.
Okay, because he's kind of been, I don't want to say he's steadied the ship, but he has a little bit this year. It's not as chaotic as it was last
year. I mean, they should have two more wins. I mean, they get screwed. Everyone we've talked to has not. Is there anyone we talked to has said unequivocally that the games aren't fixed? There's no, including ex-officials.
We had Mike Pereira on that one time, and he even had a hard time explaining what happened in that Dallas playoff game.
Yes. It's
the famous where they just picked up the flag and walked away.
Yeah, and then when there was a three-man rush against Romo with no time left, and he was probably back for about 25 seconds. And Lions defensive linemen were being tackled, and were just being tackled. And the officials were like, la-di-da, what's going on here?
Well, it's not just the NFL where there's been bad officiating. It has crossed over to, of course, other sports. Here's a situation from the NBA. Now, I know you're probably going to say, NBA, oh, a lot of these are all judgment calls. Anyway, what's a foul, what's not a foul? This is not that case. This is Kevin Love, who was fouled at the three-point line. Gets three shots. Here he is after his second shot.
And involved is going to stop everybody and say, hold on a second. I was shooting 3 free throws, not 2. Where's everybody going? Guys, get back here. I got one more of these coming. Isaiah Thomas opening up his arms. Hey, if you let us get away with it, we'll take the ball and run.
So he misses his, or he makes his 3rd free throw. The Wizards inbounds the ball, go down the court. The refs start running with him. And Kimsel's like, hey, I got one more to go. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's right. We got one more free throw. The play had already started. They were at half court, and Kevin Love turns around like, I'm still shooting here. I've got one more. Is nobody keeping track of what's happening here?
That's a honest mistake.
By everybody still, on the court?
Which is still not egregious as things I've seen in football games this season.
Where you think there was a wrangle, a ref angle involved.
Well, the idea that there's a term for it and that they hit more often than not. See, that's bad officiating, and it would be bad at a high school level. But there is a part of you that just goes, all right, they screwed up. And then there's another thing where you're just making crap up. I mean, listen, when they let Harden take eight steps, or legitimately 4 steps.
I mean, Fred,
two steps, then a hop back.
If you're a star, if you're a star, then yes.
Right.
Which college game was it this weekend where the refs were so bad that they actually doled out suspensions for some of the referees? Like, now we're talking. And that's all you want is accountability in these refs so people know if you continue to miss egregious calls or make bad calls and look at replays and still make a bad call, then you should be punished and not being able to do another game at least for a week or two.
The problem with the NFL is they just don't have anyone to take the place of the guys. We've talked to people, and there's a lot of head officials that are in their second year of being head officials. So it's not like there's these vets that are ready to come in and take their place. They've screwed themselves. A lot of people have retired, and I suppose there's not much. There must be a lack of people wanting to be an NFL official. Why the hell would you want to be an NFL official?
It was a Pac-12 game, by the way.
It was a Pac-12 game.
Cal Washington.
Okay, and
was
apparently
there blood.
No,
listen. I mean,
no, because 15-yard penalty was given to the wrong team.
There's just nothing more egregious than being hit with darts. Where was the ref?
I loved the violence.
Uh-oh, you're missing some teeth.
Using mouse traps, spring beds full of barbed wire out on the rampway, and glass. Those are deathmatch elements.
So you said he was suspended. The ref was suspended for one game.
Yes, for giving a 15-yard penalty to the wrong team.
And the other members have been downgraded. First of all,
yes.
How does nobody stop that? Like, is something that egregious?
It's probably like big and rough and tumble. They didn't want to get in his way.
Well, how about the other night with the Bruins game? Was it Sunday night where they disallowed the goal and there was no explanation as to why?
Yes, that's right.
I mean,
we had no
idea. You can't even explain why?
It was a Lindholm goal where he pushed the goalie's pad into the net. But the review was about contact to the goaltender before that.
And then it was like, no goal. No, there was no explanation. And I know that Cassidy went off afterwards.
Yeah.
And it sucks that, I mean, like, how many games this year have we heard
three.
Bruce Cassidy bitch about some sort of non-call
three.
Or call that wasn't explained? Yeah,
one out of every 5. Yes, 3.
Yeah, it's like when you bring out a screwdriver to maul
someone.
I
loved the violence.
To maul someone's face.
An ice pick.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. Is that really happening right now?
Sorry. I like the ice pick. It wasn't an ice pick, stupid. It was a screwdriver.
The Beer City Bruiser agreed to take a dart to the back.
He's like laughing as he says
the Beer City Bruiser. He certainly is a bruiser. He takes on all comers. He's a bruiser.
I'm a sick bleep.
If you didn't see it, the Beer City Bruiser is like hugging a turnbuckle.
He's just a fat guy.
And he's just a fat guy. And you know why he gets to wrestle, because they'll let him do anything to him. And there's another guy who's trying to hit him with darts, and he hits him a couple times, and then he's missing him.
Get him like the ear hole?
No, he's just missing him completely.
By the way, of course, Joe Murray. Here's the Pac-10, the Pac-12 suspension for the officials. He immediately has that, because I'm sure that game lost him some money.
Well, you don't know, but he sat in a chair on Saturday for over 12 hours.
Oh, there's no question.
No.
That's every Saturday.
No, he says he normally can't do it. But his wife had, like, plans. So he sat down at noon to watch, he said, Baylor. And then he watched LSU Alabama. And then he had a little nightcap at a midnight
Hawaii
game.
Yeah. A 7 p.m. kickoff Hawaiian time.
Yeah.
Midnight here.
Yeah, so he had...
And like, even Joe Murray sitting there.
Not only here, but there, too.
And then yesterday during the show, it was very interesting because he got up, like... three times.
I'm told. As if to prove a point. As if to prove a point.
I don't know if Joe feels like that need to prove a point. I think that, you know, but his ability to sit, and I truly believe he just sat. He said that he got takeout food, so he grabbed that. And then I don't think he has the need to use the restroom that often.
That's a great skill, by the way.
That is a great skill.
Will it away.
Yeah. Just imagine liking football that much. You could just sit there for over 12 hours straight just watching football.
Not a chance in hell.
I'd lose my mind. 12 hours of anything. All right, Rich, we have the stat coming up, but what will we discuss?
We have the first reviews of The Mandalorian. Alex Trebek's going to choke you up, and Mike Francesa doesn't want to hear your calls about his farts.
The beer bruiser, they call him the Mandalorian.
The Beer City Bruiser agreed to take a dart to the back.
Because he lets DeLoreans run over him. Hey, old cocaine guy, hit me. Smack me with your car.
Old cocaine guy would be the best wrestler name ever.
Well, that was what DeLorean was. He got in trouble, remember?
From East St. Louis,
it's old cocaine guy.
Say hello. Hey, I'm old, everybody. Hey, prunes and coke.
Here's Roydneck Magoo. He's
got old him. Cocaine guy, I have no septum. My nose, it's no septum. All right, here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher and Rich.
You like poking them?
We don't talk about things like that in here.
Oh, we do.
Toucher.
Screw Rich. I'm getting nervous.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Well, we obviously know what happened last week with Mike Francesa on the air.
When you cannot function.
Which, of course, he farted on the air.
And
which
he is just playing this so poorly.
Oh, he's played everything poorly all the way back from when he fell asleep on the air. And people called him out on it. And he refused to admit that he had fallen asleep when there's video. And you can see him falling asleep. He jerks his head awake, and he's got sleep in his eyes. He's got to get that crazy thing that you do when you peel open your eyes super wide when you realize you hadn't fallen asleep. And he completely denied it. And when he said, I didn't fart. And then finally someone gave him a headline from the New York Daily News that said,
Mike Francesa appears to rip fart while ripping Adam Gase.
Which made it a million times better because as funny as the fart itself was.
Those New York tabloids just rule. They're impossible to read. And if you pick one up, there's like five words in them.
But that's just it. You pick it up, you look at the headline, and you put it back down. It's completely worth
it. Mike Francesa appears to rip fart while ripping Adam Gase.
I mean, as glorious as the fart itself was.
When you cannot function.
The denial for 6.5 minutes was just magical. And the whole thing, Fred, and you're right. If you would have just said, maybe it came out, I don't know. Or
ignored it. You could have even ignored it.
But he had to deny it for 6.5 minutes.
Thereby knowing that he supplied it.
Yeah, because he denied it. But all that does is lead to people wanting to do this.
Frank in Newark, what's up, Frank?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up?
Big fan here. Sorry to hear that you're leaving us. The Giant Jet game on Sunday. Which way you think the wind's going to break at the stadium?
Okay. Go out and find out. I could care less.
All right, you want to know what's pathetic about him leaving? Do you know why he's leaving at this time?
I don't know.
Because he's about to lose to Michael Kay. And yeah,
he already lost 1 month.
One month. His strategy obviously is he's announcing he's leaving so like more people listen so he goes out without ever losing to Kay.
A book, yes. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
thought it was just from the embarrassment.
No, but I mean, he made a point to tweet out how, you know, the fact that he lost one book to K is kind of like a 77-0 game and the other team scores a touchdown at the end.
Yeah, one month.
He's kind of right. I mean,
he's absolutely right. But the idea, he's at his age and he's sitting there denying farts and getting all wound up about a month of ratings.
Fought while ripping Adam Gase.
That's one of my all-time favorite sound clips. It's not going to get much better than that.
No, I mean, the fart was glorious in that he took a big inhale right after it, letting you know that the man truly has such an ego that he enjoys the smell of his farts that much.
When you cannot function.
Do you have when he just like takes a deep inhale through his nose?
You have it in there, like, Fred, and of course you can't play it because Vox Pro's not worthy. Because
he farts and then he goes... No, that's the stuff.
Hey, this is Fran exhaler, is it?
That's an exhale.
That would not be the same thing.
But it's like when the South Park did that one where everyone with a Prius started smelling their own farts. He's like, that's a good one.
Frank in Newark, what's up, Frank?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, what's up?
Big fan here. Sorry to hear that you're leaving us. The Giant Jet game on Sunday. Which way you think the wind's going to break at the stadium?
Okay. Go out and find out. I could care less.
I mean, he's just the best. And that's the thing, is that no one's going to call and mess with you if you just admit that you did it. It's no fun.
Why would you possibly care?
I don't know.
I love my own thoughts. What am I going to say?
Well, this story is about a week old, Fred, but you had just mentioned something off the air. And the band Crazy Town, Dan, do you have any good music? Yeah. You can joke about this because everyone's okay, but their van got an accident. It hit a moose. And everyone seems okay. And Adam 12.
Which is about what they're hitting right now as a band. What once was models, now are mooses.
This is just the worst text back and forth from Adam 12.
I don't know if this has made the stag yet. Guess the driver wasn't shifty enough to avoid it. Oh, yeah. Everyone in the van was shell shocked. Boo ha ha. And then there you go.
And then I texted him a picture of the album just to show he got the joke. And they said, I guess they were able to keep the moose carcass. It was a gift of big game.
All right. It's just funny that they're hitting mooses now, which is their personal ad. This is a tweet that I thought was very funny that came out November 9th. The Gift of Game, the debut album by At Crazy Town Band, came out 20 years ago today, featuring the songs Outro and Butterfly. What's your favorite Crazy Town song? The video for that song is so great.
I've never even seen it. I've never seen the video.
Oh, you haven't?
No,
oh, it's so funny.
Have you seen? Speaking of,
they're pretending to play instruments, even though it's Pretty Little Ditty by the.
But yeah, it's a sample from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
But there's like all these dudes like pretending to play instruments.
No, they're not playing instruments. Have you seen the new commercial for CarMax where it's got the woman and she go, and she's like this, like a mother, and she's driving her kids to school. But it goes, you've had this car for so long, your Limp Bizkit CD has been stuck playing the same song for 20 years, and it's Nookie over and over to keep skipping. And it shows her just like covering her face, dropping her kids off at school. Like a cop pulls up behind her and looks at her like, what the hell? And she's like, I know. And she's just going crazy every time like the chorus to Nookie comes on. And then she stops at the crosswalk, and Fred Durst carrying groceries crosses the street and looks at her and just goes, gross. And that's the end of the commercial. We'll even take your car.
Well, he's a big-time director now.
He is.
Let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now he grew up skateboarding the mean streets of Jacksonville, Florida.
Is that what he'll tell you?
I mean, that was what life in the Ville was.
The old Ville?
Yeah. Do you remember Fred Durst skating around Jacksonville?
Oh, I love it.
Okay. What do you think about it, James, when you see someone, they're like rail sliding down, like, you know, 20 steps, and then they fall and maybe break their face open, and no one knows for sure if they're still alive.
Oh, I love it.
Just
I loved the violence.
You did. You loved it.
Yes.
I'm a sick bleep.
Well, something that was kind of a moment that, you know, if you were caught off guard, much like the host was, then it might get you right in the feels, as they like to say on the internet. This is Alex Trebek on a episode of Jeopardy. I believe this was last night. And when somebody revealed their answer and their bet for Final Jeopardy, this happened.
Drew, you're smiling. I like that. Let's take a look at your response. Did you come up with the right one? No? What is We Love You Out? That's very kind. Thank you. Cost you $19.95. You're left with $5. Okay.
Said We Love You, Alex. He'd written that, and he started getting choked up and started crying and moving on. What do you think about that, Jay Stu?
Oh, I love it.
Okay. Well, you do have a heart.
He does. Yeah. He does.
You do have a heart. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that. I'm trying to think of something I can say that's violent that he can respond to. But everything is so
over the
dark
top
and over the top.
Well, Fred, you know what he would say about you?
I'm a sick bleep.
You're a sick bleep.
That's right. Okay. All right, Rich, we'll find out what Zolak and Bertrand have on the way and play more Jay Stu cuts in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Why are you waking me up now?
It's TNR on 98.5 The Sports
Hub. I had no idea they could do that.
Well, there you go.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And I screwed this up yesterday, but I will ask you, Rich.
Okay.
All right. Let me see here. Okay, the ineligible for voting, a series has to debut or air the majority of its episodes between January 1st or October 18th, 2019. All right, so the majority of the episodes of a show had to have aired between January 1st, 2010 and October 8th of 2019. So if you go by that that measure, what do you think that the AV Club has the best show of that era?
Okay, the best show of the last 10 years.
Yes.
Oh, when did Game of Thrones start?
Game of Thrones was 8 years, but they took a couple of years off in there.
Okay, so then that probably doesn't count. Game of Thrones probably started in the aughts, isn't that what they call it? Probably around like 09, 08 or something like that.
I don't see.
Okay, that would have been one of the
big ones. 30th.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it started in 2011.
Okay. No kidding. All right. Gosh, because everyone loved Game of Thrones. I thought that would have been it.
These are critics' opinions. It's a series of critics.
Oh, man. Okay. And this has to be, can't be like a mini series or anything like that.
It has to be a full length series with a significant run that the majority of its episodes were from 2010.
Can it still be going?
It can.
Succession is probably going to be up there.
Billions.
Better Call Saul always gets good reviews.
Yeah, I think you're overthinking things.
I just got a text from a buddy of mine. Is Veep on that list?
Oh, I'm sure it is, because Broad City is, which is not
okay. Dan said one of my headset, but it's one that I thought was before that wouldn't have been considered. But Breaking Bad
is number one.
Oh, okay. Okay. See, I thought that most of that was like in the majority was before that.
Because they didn't do a bad job here, because they have New Girl at 32, You're the Worst at 35, and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia at 36, which I would have, those are my three. That and Big Mouth are my four favorite sitcoms.
Give me the top 10. What do they got?
Breaking Bad, Mad Men, which is Mad Men's my favorite show of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Atlanta.
Oh, now, have you watched that show?
I have watched the first season. I thought it was very good.
Oh, man. The second one's even better. That show, I can't wait to come back. That's a great show.
I don't think it's coming back, is it?
Yeah, they said that there is going to be another one.
Final season.
But what's his name's kind of gone crazy. Glover. He's gotten a little nuts. Like, I've read some articles about how he's kind of got off the deep end.
Oh, boy.
Han Solo. Or not Han Solo. He's Lando Calrissian in the Solo movie.
Parks and Recreation, which wasn't a bad show, but that's one of those ones that's on Saturday on Comedy Central all day, and it's very difficult to... You know who I hate? And I'm not alone. Is the guy from Guardians of the Galaxy that's on this show.
Oh, Chris... Not Chris Pine. Chris...
Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
Awful.
Why?
He's terrible on that show.
He's really good in Guardians of the Galaxy.
He plays the guitar. He plays an acoustic guitar, which is all you need to know about the character.
But that's a character. You might hate his character, but
I
you
hate
don't
his
Chris
character,
Pine,
which makes me hate him.
Chris Pratt, I mean. That character.
They love Bob's Burgers, baby. Bob's Burgers is okay.
Is that top 10? What else is on there?
Okay, let me see. Mad Men, Atlanta, Parks and Rec, The Americans, which everyone liked, The Good Place, they love that show, The Leftovers. Which I don't know what that is.
That's Damian Lindelof, the guy who did Lost, and apparently it's great. All I know is that his new thing with Watchmen, that show's awesome so far. And as long as it doesn't end like Lost did. And when Lost was on, I loved it. It just ended horribly.
It's just, no. I could have wrote Lost. If nothing had to make sense, yeah, sure, yeah, throw a gun.
No, you're right.
Bob's Burgers is 8, 30 Rock is 9, and Fleabag...
Everyone loves that Fleabag show, and I don't even know where to find it.
I think it was only on Amazon. It was on in 2016 and 2019.
Didn't it just win a bunch of awards?
Okay, Silicon Valley's got to be somewhere on there. Because the first two seasons of Silicon Valley, I would argue, are about some of the best comedy, like two seasons of comedy.
Veep is 20, by the way. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is 22.
Just got another text, Justified.
Right. People like that show. Silicon Valley, season one and season two.
Is a great show.
It's just, it touches the sun at times.
Key and Peele.
The garage door mural alone is enough to...
Succession is 33rd, but I think that might be a product of its relative newness.
Silicon Valley's still really good, but it's just, I mean, the first two are the best seasons.
They love One Day at a Time, Jesus.
One Day at a Time?
They did a reboot of...
They did?
One Day at a Time. Was Schneider there?
Stranger Things is at 42.
Stranger Things is pretty good.
Fargo at 44.
Okay, Fargo, I've seen season 2 and 3. I never watched the Billy Bob Thornton one, but that's a pretty good show.
Do you guys, have any of you guys watched
True Detective. True Detective.
I don't think it would count. Have any of you ever watched Happy Endings?
No.
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 Rich would hate it. Hardy would like it. And Wallach is such a blank slate, I don't know what he'd be doing.
Who's in it?
Happy Endings has got... it's got Damon Wayans Jr. It's got, who was also on New Girl, no coincidence, both good shows. It's got the hot chicks that hot chick that's married to the hockey guy, the blonde
Carrie Underwood,
no
Janet Jones,
yes, it's got Janet Jones,
Alicia Cuthbert,
yes,
okay,
and then it's got a funny guy that I can't remember his name, but that is 46.
What list were you just doing?
AV Club's best television series of like the last 10 years. The majority of it had to be in the last 10 years.
Yeah. By the way, anybody's watched Righteous Gemstones?
I've not picked it up yet.
Is it good?
I haven't watched it yet, but I've been told I have to watch it.
I've heard different things. Oh, okay, and then we'll finish. I got to ask you guys about this show. People tend to like it when we talk about television. All right, here is...
By the way, going home tonight to watch The Mandalorian! The Boba Fett show.
You mentioned True Detective, though.
Yeah.
That may be the only series I've watched in its entirety, start to finish twice, first season.
Yeah, season I've done the same thing. It's only 8 episodes.
Have you guys ever heard of Letterkenny?
I've heard of it, but I've never watched it.
I've heard of Sleater-Kinney.
Yes.
Oh, they are so
the
good.
The most overrated band in history.
They are so good.
I've always thought it was
I like how they don't harmonize or anything. Big Mouth, by the way, because I usually love like alternative groups if they harmonize. You know, I really do.
Okay.
I do. Like the Soviets and stuff. I like the Bomb Pops.
The Interrupters are excellent.
Oh, the Donnas? The Donnas are great.
Yes, indeed.
The Muffs?
Veruca Salt?
Oh. See, you kept that weird Coke can that you drank.
It's a Mountain Dew can. Don't worry about that.
All right. By the way, Big Mouth at 67. All right. I take it that you guys got some things happening.
Zolak and Bertrand at Gillette Stadium. I understand we've had connectivity issues, so it could be the Hardy Show coming up here in about a minute and a half after Wallach's headlines.
That ain't nothing to sneeze at, Jack. Mm-hmm.
I love the violence.
What did you like, Jimmy?
I loved the violence.
Yes, okay.
I'm a sick bleep.
What did you think of the last Bugs Bunny cartoon we saw that took that and featured Foghorn, not Foghorn, the Hunter fella?
Oh, I love it.
Why?
I loved the violence.
I understand. That's what you walked away from.
I'm a sick bleep.
Your favorite part of The Lion King, I understand, was the beginning.
I loved the violence.
All right, very good. That'll do it for us, everyone. Have a good day.
I'm a sick bleep.
Yes, you are. Have a good day. Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.